Hello, everybody. Welcome. We need to hit record. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name's Abby Murphy.
And my name's Ryan Luckett.
Why'd you take a sip right before that?
I know. I tried to get it in really, really fast.
Ding dong. You literally just took this right before.
I had to finish my protein shake. Not a lot of calorie intake from Ryan today, so I just had to stop by the gas station and get some dinner.
That is not... No, we don't promote that. No, absolutely not. This is literally, that's one of our main things is health and fitness.
Some days you just can't get it all in.
Ryan, well, you're not going to highlight that. That's going to be...
I'm not highlighting it. It's just one of those days. It's real.
What would you rate your day today on a scale of 1 to 10?
What do you mean?
What...
Well, like, can I get some context around that?
What do you
like?
How was your day?
Oh, rate my day today.
I just said rate your day today.
Oh, I thought you said how would you rate your day
today?
On a scale of 1 to 10. Like, I thought you said day to day. Like, what is your rate your day today on a 1 to 10?
Like, and I was like, well, what do you? I don't really know how to explain that.
Yeah, well, my day was pretty solid. I would give it. The crumble reviews were not solid, but the crumble cookies weren't good. But I give it like a, if we're talking, I'll probably give it a 7.8, high C.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's not even a high C. That's 78 out of 100. That's solid.
Yeah.
That's way above average.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking to my friends this weekend about our crumble scale, and I was thinking about, like, anything in the eights was like a B, but in reality that's not true because we're not going off of school system, because F would be a five, like a five would be an F in the school system, but it's actually like
which is dumb because you only get 10 for A, 10 for B, 10 for C, 10 for D, and then 50 for F.
Yeah, wait, what?
Like, 50 and below is an F. Like, and then everything above an F is, like, tiny, 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 tiny.
Wait.
It should just be 20 all across the board. A, B, C, D, F. That's 5.
How was your percentages in the school system? What?
A 90 to 100 was an A, and 80 to 90 was a B, and then...
Okay, so that's how you all did it?
Yeah, how did you do it?
Well, in high school, 93 to 100 was an A.
93?
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
And like 82 to 92 was a B.
What?
It was weird.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I swear. Yeah.
Those Louisville schools.
It changed in college. Yeah.
Go getcha.
Yeah, you had to have a 93% to have an A.
Weird.
Yeah.
My day was a solid... Yeah, mine was like a 7. I hung out with some friends today and that was fun. And then I'm just really tired. Life is great, but I'm involved in a lot and I'm just tired. And that's that on that, really.
Abby is tired.
Abby's really tired.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, except everybody kept saying, "Where's Ryan? Where's Ryan? Where's Ryan?" And I had to deal with that. So I think you should go ahead and say what your weekend was like. Go ahead.
You hear that, guys? Everybody misses me.
Yeah, and then I tell him that, and he's like, "Why?" Literally fishing for compliments. Okay.
I was.
Why does everyone miss you? What do you think? If people say they miss you, it's because they like you.
I was completely I was completely fishing for compliments when I said why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I know.
And you told me. You didn't call me out on it, so that was very nice of you.
Well, because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
We're used to each other's isms. We're used to, like, what each other does. There are so many things that you do, Rhino, that, like, I'm just like, at this point, I'm just not even going to say anything.
Are the icks?
Wait, today's the 25th. Happy 10 months.
It's the 24th. It's the 24th.
No, yesterday was the 24th.
Sweetie, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, tomorrow? Oh, well, when this podcast goes live, it'll
be our
10 months.
We'll hit double-digit months dating.
So this is our 10 months.
Hey.
Maybe I'm getting sick. Do you hear my voice?
Maybe Abby's going to title this the 10-month pod.
Do you hear me? Do you hear my voice?
Yeah, I hear it.
It sounds a little sick.
Sounds a little raspy.
Well, now I'm kind of embellishing it. But no, this is me actually talking.
Mm. Give it a... Give me something now.
What would you like me to say?
That was good enough. It was a little still raspy.
In your face.
In your face.
But yeah, one thing that Ryan does is he likes to get a compliment.
I like words of affirmation. Makes you feel good.
I don't like it. But I also don't like words of unaffirmation, so.
Yeah, I'll send Abby 3 paragraphs stating why I love her, how beautiful she is,
that how is caring, true.
And Abby will reply, thanks, love you too. It's the, like, if you, there's not a period, there's not a comma, it's thanks, love you too, you're what? So sweet.
Why does the air conditioning always come on so aggressively when we start filming?
It does.
It's so loud.
6 minutes into the pod,
we Ryan, it is so loud. Is it going to stop?
It won't stop, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want me to stop it?
I can't. Can you?
I can.
Yeah, can you?
Entertain them.
Thanks.
Your primary entertainer's leaving.
I was just, that's mean. Not Ryan, he just hit his toe on the door. Not Ryan calling himself the primary entertainer. When right before we filmed this podcast, I said, okay, you're going to have to lead the podcast a little bit because I am tired and I need you to kind of guide the conversation. And he said, I'm not good at that. I can't do that.
Tell you what.
Mr. Prime Entertainment.
That's if podcast ever becomes a business and we have to have job titles. They're not even going to call me co-host. They're going to call me the jack of all trades.
Yeah, okay. Talk about your weekend. How did it go?
So, my bestest friend, Brant.
Excuse me?
What?
Who is your bestest friend?
Okay, my best friend, Brant.
No. Yeah, and who's your bestest?
You are.
You heard that, Brant, in your face. No, you can have a best friend that's a boy and a best friend that's a girl.
Yeah.
I'm the bestest friend. But okay. But then your best friend's boy versus girl.
Yeah. So, my best friend, Brant, is getting married in August, so we had his bachelor party this weekend. And so it was honestly just a Rin Lake reunion, which is where I went to college for my first 2 years, and it was so much fun. It was five guys from Rin Lake and then Brant's little brother Trent, and we played golf all weekend. We played
every single day.
So I got up to we're in Illinois. He lives in Illinois and we kind of stayed around there.
He lives where?
Illinois.
Where?
Illinois.
Sounded like you said Illinois.
I probably did. I started thinking about how I was saying it fix it because I knew you were going to say something.
See, that's one of the things that I do. I'm so particular about speech.
Yeah.
I'll stop you in your tracks.
But she doesn't use a single punctuation mark whenever she's texting.
What is up with you and deep diving into my text messages?
Well, sometimes it hits my heart a little bit.
Aw.
Not actually. But anyways, Friday.
I'm sorry.
I got there Thursday night. It's okay. I got there Thursday night, and another one of our friends from Rin Lake was there, him and his fiance, and we just sat up and we were watching a game or something. And
didn't you say someone proposed?
No, I did not say someone proposed. Anyways, no.
Didn't it happen?
That did not happen, no.
Not on the trip, but like right before and then.
Nope, you're making that up because I know what you're talking about and we're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways.
Should I cut that out?
No, it's not a big deal. Okay. Anyways.
My bad. We're not allowed to.
I got there Thursday night and I worked on Friday and then we played golf Friday afternoon. And then went back. We had an Airbnb. It was like out in the country. It was really pretty. It was like a cabin and had a ton of windows. And I'm just thinking about something that happened this weekend. It's so funny.
Can you talk about that?
it's not worth getting into the details. I don't think people would find it as funny.
Did someone flash in the window?
No.
Oh.
Anyways, I'm just going to say dibs on Blake.
Wait, now you have to explain it.
That's just a little inside joke. So when Brant's listening to this, he can give me a text.
Okay, fine. It's funny. But well, for everybody else listening, we just lost a couple followers because they feel excluded.
But it was just like, it was one of the best weekends I've had in a while. Just like, we golfed on Friday, came back to the Airbnb and just, we had some pizza and just hung out. We literally sat up. We didn't even watch anything. We had like something on the TV, but we were just talking and laughing and telling stories until like probably after midnight. It was so much fun.
Aww.
And then we got up Saturday morning, Brant and I went on a run, which was fun. We ran like 4 miles, which is so unheard of. I don't do that.
I have something to touch on.
Okay.
Can I go on a side tangent and then we'll come back?
Yeah, you can go.
I was going to say, first of all, when Ryan and I first started dating, I was like, I'm going to get you to do a race. Like, I'm going to get you to train for a race. He was like, I am never going to do a race. Like, I'm not a runner. Now, 10 months later, he's choosing to run on a bachelor trip by himself, alone, ran, and then told me, not the other way around. He didn't tell me he's going to go run, and then I held him to it. No, he just went up and got and did it. A couple months ago, he was like, I want to train for a half. I'm sorry, what? Then today, I saw a video of one of his family members made a running vlog on TikTok.
Shout out.
And I'm like, this is happening.
The fam is getting after it.
I
will say,
did you ever text him about that?
Two of my older brothers have already ran a marathon now.
Yeah, so you're just the...
It's going to be me and Ashlyn.
Yeah, did you ever text about that?
Text
and
be
like, yeah, and say like, oh, I saw the videos.
Oh, no, but I did talk to her today because I needed to send her those wedding videos.
I liked them. I like double tapped on TikTok.
And oh, cool.
Anyways, all that to say, running is infiltrating into this guy's life now. So
yeah, it is.
All you runner girls out there who have a boyfriend that doesn't like to run, there's hope.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say, I'll side tangent too. Just it's something that, you know, I love to lift weights and stuff, but I get a little burnt out lifting a lot of times. But running can do it without even really thinking. Like, you're just moving your feet and you can just go out and do it. You don't have to drive anywhere. You just put some shoes on. You don't even got to wear a shirt. You just get out there and run. And that's something that I love about it, which I didn't realize I really did love. It's just like, it's like therapy. Like, God gave us legs. Go move them.
Oh my gosh. That is like music to my ears. I mean, that's literally why, like, people are always like, how can you run for so long? Like, how can you do it every day? Like, don't you get tired of it? I'm like, once it clicks that it's way more mental than it is physical, like, it's game over.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Like, a day where you don't run, it does, like, to me, it doesn't feel as clear. No, I mean, there are always going to be those days. Like, today I didn't have a good run and it was like, whatever. But, I mean, for the most part, it's like, you just think. You're not staring at yourself in a mirror. You're not staring at your body, in between sets. You're not
lifting anything heavy either.
You're not scrolling on your phone in between, like, sets. Yep. You're
great point.
Outside, it's like, it's just beautiful. And the camera just like did something weird. That's why Ryan leaned forward.
It was anyways, like a temperature thing on it.
Yeah, it's just getting hot. But anyways, the podcast list, I always feel so bad for the people that just listen and don't watch, because we'll do things and say things, but I'm like, if you aren't watching, you have no idea what's going on. So then I try to, like,
really close to the camera
then
just now.
Then I try to go
said.
Back and like explain what's happening. Anyways. Yeah. So, but yeah, and then it's, you just get to think, you're outside, you're listening to nature, you're listening to a podcast, and you're not surrounded with anyone. Like, if you go run by yourself, like, it is time for you.
Yeah.
As well, which I love.
Yeah, but the run was nice. We were really out in the country, so, I mean, it was just beautiful out there. Ran past some cows.
Some koala.
Old church. It was a lot of fun, but then we... his mom actually went over there before any of us got there and stocked the fridge, brought donuts and snacks. Really, so I had about 2 donuts that morning, some fruit, some cold pizza, some refrigerated pizza, which was phenomenal. And then, just relaxed. We didn't do anything and played some more golf and then got done.
So much golf.
Ate some good dinner. And then, it's just so special. Like, because, I mean, we could sit out there in the living room or out in the balcony where we were, and we can just joke on each other and cut up, and it's just like, it can never end. Like, it's just nonstop. It's just so much fun. So that was it was really cool just to see everybody, and I'll be able to see him again here in a few months for Brandt's wedding. So that's exciting.
And make new friends too. Cause did you know everybody?
Yeah, I knew everybody.
Oh, you knew everybody.
Yeah. We all knew each other going in. Mm. So that was so much fun.
It's like a reunion.
Exactly. Yeah, it really was. But then on Sunday, we got some Cracker Barrel, which I just want to say, such an underrated breakfast place.
Cracker Barrel?
Like, they are so... Their coffee's always good.
I usually get their lunch if I go there. Their chicken dumplings.
Huh.
They're pretty good.
I've never gotten their lunch.
What did you get for breakfast?
I got, I think it was the Old Timers breakfast.
Yeah.
Or the Sunrise so Sampler. Old. So I got two eggs, two egg whites, bacon, hash brown casserole, which I always have to get, some biscuits and gravy. And it was so good. I had a couple cups of coffee. It was so good. If you're listening, fire. Cracker Barrel, I love you.
Wow.
And then we played some more golf and finished the weekend off on Sunday. We played at noon and finished that, and I came back that night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a blast.
When you were talking, you said something, and since it's our 10 months, I think we should share it on the podcast.
Okay.
You said, I love you. And I was just thinking, the way you said that you love Cracker Barrel was like way more confident than the way that you told me you loved me.
Well, I do love Cracker Barrel.
Do you remember that though? How we told each other we loved each other?
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
The 21st of September.
Was it in September? Yeah. When did we tell each other we loved
each
other?
No, it wasn't in September. It was in October.
It was in October. What? Do you know a day? Mm-mm. Me either. But do you remember how it happened?
Yeah. You can share. Yeah,
no, you share.
Well, we were on the couch, and it had been in my head for a couple days.
I was on this side of you too. I was on the left side. I remember.
And
you had your arm around me.
Oh yeah, and I lifted my head up.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I was like, "Do you love me?"
I thought you said, "I think I love you."
No, I said, "Do you love me?"
Oh, but that is what you said. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I said, "Do you love me?"
And Abby, what am I supposed to, like, how am I supposed to answer that? Like, do you love me? Like, what if I was like, yeah, and then you're like, oh, well, I don't. Like,
well, it was just on my mind because I knew I was going to tell you, and I was like, I wonder if she loves me.
So you were going to tell me in that moment.
But, oh, yeah, I was going to tell you.
See, because from my point of view, all I'm hearing is, do you love me? And I'm like, What is about to come after, like, my answer? Like, is my answer going to alter?
You're like, I'm not ready for that. I'm like, all right, door's right there.
I don't think I said yes, though.
Well, you, like, froze, and I said, because I love you.
Did you not say, I think I love you?
No, I said, do you love me?
Because
I think I love you?
Yeah.
Oh, I may have said that.
I think that's what you said. You said, do you love me? And then I paused. And you said, because I think I love you. That's how you said it. Because I remember you being like that. And I was like, you think? Like, and then I was like, well, I think I do too. And then you were like, wait, no, I do. And then I was like, wait, I do too. And then we were like,
that's crazy.
We love each other.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But that just like reminded me of that. I was like, we said it in such an unconventional way. Like,
It was.
It was like, I think.
It wasn't like in the rain outside dancing.
Does that ever happen though?
Could.
I mean, I guess in like The Notebook or something.
Yeah.
My weekend was not as thrilling as Ryan's was. I worked all weekend, but it was fun. It was like great work. But yeah, my weekends wear me out. The week I don't work as much, but my jobs that I have right now are very weekend heavy.
And night heavy.
And night heavy.
Goodness gracious, oh my.
Yeah, that's why we're filming this at 8. It's almost 8:30. It's 8:20 right now. I left work early because I had to get the podcast up.
That's how much you guys mean work. To us.
It got extended tonight too, past 9:00.
Wow.
Yep, that's the world of the theater, ladies and gents. But I do love it, and it's amazing and awesome. And something else that's been amazing and awesome is being able to chat with all of the supporters. We started a Strava group. It's called Jesus Runners. It's a run club, virtual and in person here in Bowling Green. And I'm super excited about it. We have like, I think we're at like 700 club members or
That's
something
so cool.
on Strava.
How cool.
And it's so awesome just to see the Lord glorified through like a community of runners. And, you know, we talk about our runs and we talk about like what we're reading and, you know, how we pray on our runs or what we do. It's just cool. And, like, you don't have to be a Christian in order to be in this group. But if you are seeking, like, like-minded people who, you know, do have that as the base of why they do everything that they do, it's a great place to go to. And, so Jesus Runners on Strava, if you want to go.
Yeah. July 13th is the first run, right?
July 13th, 9:00.
Got any other deets?
I'm not going to say where it is on the podcast because I don't know how I'm going to go about that yet. Like safety stuff and like...
Well, aren't you going to like share that on Instagram?
I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. I have to think about it.
What do you mean safety?
Well, I just want to figure out like how I am going to... I mean, like it's like where we live. So it's just going to be hard to like figure out how to like put out all the details because it's like where we live. I don't know. I just wanted to be safe.
What do you mean? Like in Bowling Green?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just have a, like, somebody that wants to know where we want to, where we live is going to have a pretty easy way of finding that. Is how the videos that we post on Instagram.
I guess.
Also, like, isn't that what it's for? Like, everybody knows you live in Bowling Green, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, it's going to be, the first one's going to be, the Lover's Lane Soccer Complex.
Is it?
At 9 o'clock, July 13th.
What's
but
it gonna...
I'll make a post about it on the Instagram and on Strava.
Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, that's pretty much all that there is.
I was going to ask about, like, do you have, like, a plan on, like...
Oh, yeah. Maybe a little closer to time. I was going to start thinking about the details,
gotcha.
Like, in July.
Like, miles and what,
well, it's
where
for
you
30
all finish.
Minutes, so it's gonna
oh, it's
be,
30 minutes?
It's time, and it's on a loop, so you can walk it, you can run it, like, because there are a lot of people that are like, well, I'm not going to be able to keep up, or I can't run as fast, or, like, whatever. Like, my mom's going to go there and walk, so, like, if you want to walk, mm-hmm. you can follow mom, and then I have a couple of friends that are going to, like, do different times and different paces just for people that want to run with people, but like you can also just go there and like
it's a community builder.
Yeah, it's like the purpose there isn't, I mean the purpose there is to run, but the purpose of a run club, of like the reason we're doing it, isn't for like a workout necessarily, it's for community, and it's the activity is something that we love to do.
Yeah,
and so we just like all get to do it together.
Yeah,
and then you get to meet like-minded people and plan things and yeah, just like bond.
Abby's
and have
got fun. Abby's got a vision for this run club.
I really do have a vision. We started making a little graphic today, and I learned what my strengths are, and I learned what my weaknesses are. And
I can make a nice. I'm just going for a compliment.
Go ahead,
again.
Compliment yourself.
I can make a mean graphic.
Yeah, you can, and I can't. That's what I was gonna say. Is my weakness is that I'm so bad with graphic design. And Ryan's really good because I sent him mine. And I said, okay, be honest, what do you think? And I already knew it was bad. I hated it. I didn't like it. And Ryan said, what'd you say?
I'm not a fan, to be honest.
TBH, I'm not a fan. I was like, me either. I hate it. I was like, help. And he asked me a couple questions and then came back with just like, it was just so simple, but it looked really good.
Thanks.
And I was just trying to do too much. And it just looked really bad. It was just not good. But anyways, it'll never see the light of day. So no one will ever know.
Yeah, that's right.
But what I was going to say, what led me to think about the run club, was that I put out on the Instagram a couple of questions, and Ryan and I want to do...
it's like a weekly mailbag.
Yeah, like a couple questions every week, but I thought since we have so many questions like from the get-go, we could answer like a couple of them like right now.
Yeah, I like
just
that.
On the podcast.
Even though Abby did not give me any... notice of what questions. So this is just straight from the heart right here.
I didn't read them either.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
So I'm.
I was just letting them know. Like, we're gonna start asking like weekly. Once we get through some of these, we'll start like putting up a what do they call those? Like a ask me a question thing.
Yeah.
On Instagram, yeah, on the story, and then we'll just pick like two or three from you guys that we're gonna answer.
Oh, this is.
I think that'd be so fun.
That would be fun. So this is going to be the intro to that.
Sweet.
The first question.
Wait. This is your weekly mailbag. Dun, da, da, da.
Ryan's feeling crazy. When the camera shuts off, Ryan gets crazy.
Because I don't have myself to look at for the whole hour, so I have to like entertain myself.
This one's really actually like just a funny one. How did you get the name Rhino?
Oh, wow. That's funny. Dang. My grandpa actually gave me that nickname. My papa Tony, my dad's dad. Growing up, he just started calling me, he used to call me R-Man and he used to call me Rhino. But I don't want to give all the credit to him because it could have been Devin that also kind of gave me that nickname.
And who is Devin?
My oldest brother. And so it's kind of funny. So playing baseball. I mean, I played baseball since I was four. And all throughout travel ball and all throughout high school, I was, like, just known as Rhino. Like, on the baseball field and travel ball by parents, by players, my friends. And in basketball, I was known as Luckett. So everybody in basketball called me Luckett. And everybody, you know, growing up, childhood friends, all my baseball friends, whatever, called me Rhino. And then I got to college, and I never heard Ryan, and I never heard Rhino ever. I was called Luck, Lucky, or Luckett. And then it's kind of funny, I told Abby, I think I was telling your family this. I was like, I've, like, got my name back ever since I graduated college, because everybody from work calls me Ryan, and a lot of people from church call me Ryan, and then Abby started the Rhino again, which I like it.
But you told me Rhino, and I was like, that's literally so cute. So then I made everyone at church call him Rhino, and now a lot of people at church call you Rhino.
A lot of people. Sav calls me Rhino.
And now everyone on the podcast is going to start calling you Rhino. I've been telling it. I've been saying it, like, in the broadcast channel. I think I said it.
Yeah, you did. You know what's funny, though, is you spell it different than everybody used to spell it. And I kind of like it. R-Y-N-O. But I like R-H-I-N-O better. And I like your necklace.
Because that's a rhino.
Yeah.
That's how you spell rhinoceros.
I know. It's like starting with it. You didn't think I knew that?
Well, yeah, I guess you would. But I didn't know it was rhino.
Rhino.
But, yeah, I have a necklace and it has a little rhino on it. So it's not like Ryan. It's not like those
necklaces. Yeah, no, it's a really cool necklace.
It's like bougie because it's a rhinoceros. Yeah. And you're like, why do you have a rhinoceros? And I'm like, oh, let me tell you about my boyfriend, Rhino. I like this one. How do you both set healthy boundaries in your relationship? I think we should go deep.
All right.
On this one. Like, I do Q&As quite a lot on the Instagram, and I get this question every time.
How do you set boundaries?
And just, like, purity and, like, keeping, you know, because we, and just hold up the hand if you want me to cut anything out.
Yeah.
But we are waiting for marriage, and
I don't want you to say that.
Okay, you know what? Anyways, whatever. But we both have different, and I want to do a whole podcast of, like, your past and, like, your testimony.
Yeah, Abby just wants to dig up the grave.
But we
talk about how bad of a guy I was.
We have different upbringings as well.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we both have a different kind of view on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But would you like to start?
Well, I think it's important to, like, first off, you know, you don't just start setting boundaries before you start dating. You set boundaries for yourself in obedience to God, not in obedience to some girlfriend or some girl that you're attracted to, or other way around, a guy that you're attracted to and you want to date.
Yeah.
So you have already set boundaries on what you are willing to do and not willing to do before you ever get into a dating relationship. And more so of what I mean by that, and what I think is important to talk about, is just, like, pornography. Mm-hmm. And I think if someone that you have a crush on, or somebody that you like, and it's kind of, you know, it's tough to just be like, hey, do you look at pornography? I don't think you should just, like, blurt that out to somebody that you have a crush on. But I think that that is what causes so much just breaking of boundaries, is that somebody gets into a dating relationship and they have been actively looking at pornography and actively pleasing themselves whenever they want. And then they get into a relationship and the other person is like, no, I'm not comfortable with this. But the other person is like, well, then I'll just go look at pornography.
Yeah.
So, I think it's important to start there, just because boundaries can look a lot different. Like, you and I could be having these great boundaries, and we can talk about how, like, we haven't done this, or we're waiting till marriage, but one of us, and we're not, or we would share that, could be, like, you know, silently pleasing themselves or breaking boundaries in another way.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think, too, I don't really have much to say on the topic of pornography, just because that's, like, one of the few topics that I, like, haven't experienced. I feel like I've experienced quite a lot in my life, in my short life, but that's one that I just don't really have much to say, and I don't want to speak wrongly on it, but yeah, I definitely agree.
But you can talk about setting boundaries in another way.
Yeah, which is what I'm going to do, but yeah, I didn't want to just be like, okay, moving on. You know, I wanted you to know.
Yeah, like, I went like super deep.
Yeah, that is, well, even, but like the fact of just setting boundaries for yourself, I mean, pornography or not, like that's where you start. It's like, you can't share yourself with someone else emotionally if you aren't aware of yourself. Physically, emotionally, setting those boundaries for yourself, know yourself. I mean, it's the same thing with your faith. Like, I can't have an Abby and Ryan faith that follows the Lord if I don't have an Abby faith that follows the Lord.
That's good.
But what I will say on the concept or the topic of boundaries is and I don't have all the answers, but I do have a lot of experiences. And I come from a dating history where I didn't really even know, like, what boundaries were until they had already been crossed.
Mm-hmm.
I started my first boyfriend was 20 and I was 16. And so that was just a really big age gap.
You love older guys.
And, okay, anyways, so I was a sophomore and he was a senior. And listen, I don't have any bad beef with any of my exes.
No bad beef.
And
all of it's good and organic.
Yeah, and it'd be fine. But grass anyways, fed. But yeah, and so I just didn't know as much. I mean, that was my first exposure to anything sexual was someone who was 4 years older than me and I was 16, you know? And I mean, there's just more experience there. Like, that's just how it is. And yeah, and growing up and being in pretty committed relationships, I didn't really think too much about what boundaries meant. I just knew I didn't want to have sex. And so that was weird for me. And I over time started to learn that, like, oh, these little things that I'm doing lead me to prepare my body to start having sex. Right. Like, you know, and so then I had to learn, which is really sad, but like through trial and error, like it was like, oh, I've never like had this experience before. And then it happens. And then I'm like, whoa, I don't think I like that. Like, yeah. I really don't like that. And do I encourage anyone out there to do that? No, like, it's the same thing with my mom. Like, my mom raised me as someone who's like, I've been through this and I'm telling you how it is so you don't have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm coming through with this is anything that is sexual is going to get you one step closer to preparing your body to have sex. Like, whether it's a hug with your partner.
Yeah, Abby and I don't hug.
Okay. Or like even a kiss or even a whatever. But being clear and my best piece of advice is being clear and upfront from the get-go is going to set you up for success.
Yeah, that's good. I would say too, if there's any male listeners or, you know, the girl listeners that have a boyfriend, if you want to lead in date, like if males want to lead in dating, Jonathan Pakula says this a lot, you lead in purity.
Yeah.
And so what he means by that is that you set the leadership up in a way that doesn't cross physical boundaries. So practically speaking, like, I would never have Abby in my bedroom alone, just us two, like, laying in bed together. Like, we would never just go do that. And I think it's important to put those, and like, because I'm sure somebody listening to this is like, oh yeah, we get it. Like, don't set yourself up for sex and, you know, don't cross that and all that. But like, practically speaking, what do you think are some good ones? Like, I think that's one big thing that we do is like, we're not just like ever like in a room together alone, like in a bed.
Can I use an example?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, like, again, and you hear those, everyone's always like, we're not perfect, we mess up and like that, but I mean, that is true, and
nobody's perfect,
and I think you do have to like really, really take note of like how your body responds to each other. So basically, long story short. So Ryan and I kiss each other. What?
We've never done that.
We kiss each other. And there was one night where we were like, maybe we shouldn't get as into that as we did tonight. And we were both just kind of feeling like, maybe like that's not something that we want to do. And we both like knew that. And we were like, yeah, that's not like if the Lord, ask yourself the question, if the Lord walked in right now, would I want him to see me do it?
Yeah, that's a great question to ask.
That's something practical that you can do. Yeah. And we would both have said, no. But you know, it's hard because you justify it with like, well, my clothes are on and I'm not having sex and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, like a conviction is a conviction. Mm-hmm. And our way isn't Bible, but it's definitely, if we're feeling these feelings, like that is from the Lord. Like we need to honor those. So anyways, so we were like, let's just not do it. So the next night rolls around and before you know it, same thing happens. And we're like, why? Like, how are we letting ourselves get to this point? Like, we don't want to do this. And so the third night rolls around, or this was either on the second night or third night. Third night rolls around and we're hanging out and whatever and just kind of like stop. And it was like, we were both like, we can't even put ourselves in a position like this. Like, we have proven that saying, well, let's just not let it get to there isn't working. We're not being clear. We're not setting exact rules for ourselves. We're not writing out like an outline, not legitimately writing out an outline, but like mentally having an outline of like, this is okay. This isn't blah, 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 blah. And we're not taking extreme measures. We're not being extreme.
Yeah.
And you have to in situations like that. Like the vague, blurry line of like, well, we don't want to let it get here, but like that's your first mistake, I feel like. And that's what we were doing.
That's the thing. Jesus says to flee from sexual immorality. He doesn't say, you know,
see how close to the line you can get.
Right. He says flee from it. So that is setting up a you know, a practical boundary that doesn't even get you anywhere close.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to know too, like it's normal, it's human to want to do that with somebody that you are attracted to.
Well, it's beautiful. And you should.
Is the other gender. But, there's a time for that and that's in marriage and mm-hmm. God, you know, but like you couldn't put it more clear in the scriptures, the knowing that that is made for marriage and is designed beautifully for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is.
I would also say date in community.
Yeah.
Being public, having mentors, having it not just be you and your person.
Yeah.
You need other people that not like literally in the relationship, yeah. But like people
Abby
pouring
thinks
into
that
it.
You should have multiple
no
girlfriends
no.
and boyfriends.
But the last thing that I'll say on it is like, this is like a silly thing. This isn't advice, but I've grown up being like, don't have sex, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's a beautiful thing. It's not to be feared at all, but just like, it's so important to me to wait because mm-hmm. it'll be so special. That I feel like when the time comes, I'm going to be like, no, wait, I'm not supposed to do this. Because I've just lived that way for so long.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about. But I feel like other, like, people who have waited their whole life might, like, also agree. Like, I feel like I'm going to be like,
it's just not something that you, like, ask somebody that just recently got married. Like, how was the sex?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be like, ah. But anyways, I hope that helped. I mean, for us personally, that's, like, what we do.
Yeah, no, I think we hit it on the head.
We haven't really, like...
Yeah, we be boundarying it up.
Yeah, we haven't really, like, kissed each other in a long time.
I don't even want to look at Abby
anymore.
Like,
we'll, like, give each other, like, a hello and goodbye kiss, but...
Yeah.
We, like, don't.
Yeah, we don't even
now
like each other.
Now that I think about it, we, like, literally don't, though.
Yeah. We're killing the game right now.
I mean, what can you, like... That's so crazy.
It's crazy.
Are we good?
I feel like we're good.
I feel like we're great.
We're great.
I think it's also a telltale sign if you can't, like, have fun with your partner without all that stuff.
Well, yeah. I've heard this also. I think this is a Ben Stewart one, but, like, here's the thing, is you're going to have sex. I think it's, like, 0.023% of your marriage. So if all you want to do with them is get in their pants,
yikes,
and that's the only thing that brings you joy, then you're going to have a really disappointing marriage.
I like this question. Does Ryan spiritually lead the relationship? If yes, how so? That's a really good one.
That is a good question.
I would say yes. And here's how I know. Because how do I word this kind? Like, I mean this in a kind way. But I feel as though I had relationships where I was like, please come to church with me. And like, well, can you please pray with me? And like, oh, well, you know, Jesus this, Jesus that. But it was never like even returned at all. Like, I was always the one to bring it up in conversation, or the one, and I used always, it wasn't always, but it just felt like that over time. And when I started dating Ryan, even before, like, it still catch myself now when you, like, teach me spiritually or, like, inform me about things that I didn't know about the word, or, like, push me to walk in my walk with Christ. I'm, like, almost angry at it, because I'm like, well, I didn't decide that for myself. Like, I didn't come up with that. I didn't learn that by myself. Like,
you just naturally have a hard time letting people do that, though.
But especially men, because it's always been, I think I have, like, this, like, Jesus, like, I'm the Jesus girl. Like, I'm the one that, like, I want to bring you to Jesus, and I want to blah, blah, blah. And when I started dating you, I was like, whoa, I have a pride problem. Like, I have a inability to allow the male to lead. Problem. And so you have taught me so much through that. So I would say yes.
Wow, that's so sweet.
Thoughts? Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't want to just answer that. I'd say I think I do, but I would ask three questions to the guy listening to this, or the girl listening to this that has a boyfriend or wants a boyfriend. Number one would be, like I asked earlier, are they leading in purity? Point blank period. So that's the first question I would ask. Second question is, how gentle is their tongue? So James says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. So how gentle are they towards their girlfriend? And then the third question I would ask is, does your girlfriend love Jesus and are following Jesus even more than before you know them? So are you leaving them better than you found them? So, like, if you guys broke up tomorrow, whenever somebody would bring you up to them, would they say they left me better than they found me?
Yeah. Like, I was drawn to Ryan because his love for Jesus.
Like, do I love Jesus more now because I know, or because I knew him?
Yeah.
Those are the three questions that I would ask.
Yeah. And my three questions, actually, I only have two, but it counters that, is for the ladies listening, which this is like a kind of more of a practical one, but going off of your number one, which was, are they leading in purity? Like, I always feel like when you talk about, like, you have the boundaries talk, I feel like, and I mean, this isn't backed up by scripture, but in my personal opinion, this is what I feel like would be good. Or at least how I kind of like grew up having these conversations, was not giving the answer first of what boundaries were. Because it sets the standard to say, well, I'm okay with what you're okay with. And then when you put yourself in a position where that can be compromised, or where I'm feeling tempted, you have the guy saying, well, if you're okay with it, then I'm okay with it. Rather than, no. We decided this boundary. This is what I'm okay with. We are not doing that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, that's so true. Like, I can't say that I was this way for my whole life. So, you know, somebody listening to this can be like, Ryan, I knew you 8 years ago. Ryan, I knew you 5 years ago. This isn't who you were. Exactly. Like, I found Jesus. And, like, 5 years ago, Ryan would have been like, well, I haven't really thought about that. So find the guy that is all out for Jesus. And whenever you ask him, well, like, what are your thoughts on sex before marriage? What are your thoughts on putting boundaries up? He gives you an answer that he's already thought about, or he's already got from a mentor, or he's already prayed on.
That is scripture based.
Yeah.
What was your number three? What? The number three question?
Do you love Jesus, and are you following Jesus more now than did you leave him better than you found him?
Well, because my second one that I was going to say is like, does your partner love Jesus more than they love you?
Yeah.
And that's so hard to, like as a, I think it's like even harder as like a mother and a child. Like when I have a child, I'm going to have to love that child more, or I'm going to have to love Jesus more than I love that child.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. But I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. And like, I do love the Lord more than I love you.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the gospel, Jesus talks about how our love for our parents should look like hate compared to how much we love Jesus. Like, obviously it's he's speaking in hyperbole, but the way you love your friend and the way you love your spouse or your parent should look like hate when it comes to your love for Jesus.
Yeah.
Which is nuts to think about.
I know.
Like, do you love Jesus that much? And, you know, a lot of times it's like, man, no, I don't. And I need to do something better.
A lot of times I'm angry at Jesus. I'm like, why are you doing this to me? And then it's like, he's not doing
it. It's all circumstantial.
Yeah.
I don't even, circumstantial word.
I don't know.
It sounds like a word.
Biggest challenge in y'all's relationship. And then we'll do one more where it's more lighthearted.
A lot of relationship talk.
Well, that's a lot of the questions. The people are curious.
I'm nothing wrong with it.
Biggest challenge in our relationship. I have an experience, and then I just have like the thing.
Yeah. That we well, do. The experience. So you're just gonna talk about passion.
Yeah, passion was really hard for me and Rye.
Yeah, well, we were just in a bad place then.
We were in a bad place, and I think it...
We don't have to get the details in that, do we?
No, I mean, there's just...
It's like there's time for that story.
Yeah, and I definitely would be open to sharing it, but yeah, I also just think, like, you know...
We're 48 minutes in, that's why I said that.
It'll be clickbait. We'll keep them coming back for more.
Yeah.
But I'll say, like, when Ryan and I were at Passion, we were just very not in sync with each other, communicating-wise. And this is the challenge. This is what I was going to say. Is like, our challenge just that, you know, we find is that when there's conflict, I tend to shell up and you, not lash out, but, like, outwardly express harshly.
Yeah.
And I shell up. And so then I start resenting, even though I haven't verbalized anything of how I feel.
Yeah.
And you verbalize right in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then later we'll think.
I tend to sometimes be a reactor.
Yeah. And I like inwardly take it all. And then I play pity me and I'm the victim and just get really, really internal and want to just cut everything off and just retreat and not deal with it. And you are very logistically like, okay, this is the problem. This is the solution. Yeah. And so when those two things come together and you have one really overly soft person and you have one really, what would even the word be like? Just
very practical.
Yeah. Very frank. Just this is how it is person.
I'm not very feelings based.
Yeah. I mean, it's male and female. Like females are motivated by emotion stereotypically and males are more logical.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, they're great. They're amazing in like unity and in balance, and it balances each other really out. But yeah, we do. That's our biggest struggle is just in communicate, like constantly communicating through that discomfort of like, I feel like you are being harsh right now, and you feel like I am being very overly
sensitive.
Emotional. Yeah, sensitive. That's the word. Yeah. Which I think there's truth to all of it. you know?
Yeah, I agree. Just whenever both are swung in each direction, mm-hmm. you get this like rubber band effect where like you're pulling the rubber band and eventually it's going to just snap.
Yeah.
And you need to let go of the rubber band and just realize you're both on the same team. I mean, I don't have anything to add to that other than just like that we've came a long way from where we were in
such a long way.
December. But I think it's just so important to realize that like you're on a team together.
Yeah. That's what we had to do. And we had a really long conversation the day we got back from Passion. Well, that night we knew stuff was off. And then, I mean, we didn't talk in the car at all. I like cried on the car ride home.
Yeah.
And then Ryan was like, let's talk tomorrow. So then I drove to his house and we talked for like 3 hours after church.
Well, what'd you call it? Leave them on a what? Leave them on a...
What?
You said something like leave them on a hanger or something.
Cliffhanger?
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, you showed up at my house.
Yeah, I did show up at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was just, I was not responding. And
yes, and that I almost didn't come, and then I was like, no.
Yeah.
I always do this. I always retreat. I always show up. I'm going.
And that was the turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Which if I wouldn't have shown up to your house, like, I don't know what would have happened. But I went there, I opened the door, and you had the game on. You didn't even look at me.
I was in a bad place.
Right? Yeah, Ryan was, that was probably the lowest I've seen you.
Yeah.
But you stuck with me through a lot of the low before that I had personally.
Yeah.
And so, and I mean, even if that wouldn't have happened, I still would have stuck by you. But it was like, I know what I'm fighting for here.
Yeah.
And so we sat down with each other, and long story short, which we can get into details if you guys really want to hear like the full details of this story, because I do think it's very interesting to talk about. But
it is interesting.
But yeah, and we both just kind of were like, are we going to look at our differences as faults in each other and continue to fight?
That was exactly it.
Or are we going to look at our differences, pray over them, ask the Lord to help us see them in a new light, and look at it as things that can come together and balance each other out and like be on the same team.
Yeah. And that seems so simply said, but it really isn't easy when it's in the moment.
It was so hard. I wanted to walk away because it was easier.
I shouldn't say terrible, but it was not fun.
I wanted to walk away because it was easier, but I knew it was better for us to stay together because
yeah,
we just rock.
We do rock.
Anyways, no, Jesus rocks. The last question. Do you eat ice cream or a treat every week?
Honey eats ice cream for breakfast.
I eat a treat every day, sometimes twice, sometimes three times. Just depends.
Can I share my Sunday meal?
Answer the question first and then we can end on that.
I would say I probably have a treat.
I have a treat every single day.
I would say probably 3 to 4 days a week. Yeah. And when I say treat, I mean like, I consider like me having a Diet Coke a treat, and I have one usually every day. Mm-hmm. So, but like ice cream wise, I mean, I have Halo Top or something like probably
twice a week.
Yeah, I would say 2 to 3 times a week.
I have like,
just depending on like what I've eaten that day and my macros for the day.
Yeah, like I'll munch on the cookies that we have like every day, and I'll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I every day. Sometimes twice, sometimes three times.
Abby, I wasn't lying. Abby literally has ice cream for breakfast sometimes.
Yeah.
It is absurd.
Yeah, it's bad. Anyways, okay.
It's not bad, it's just absurd.
End on your Sunday meal.
Oh, yeah. Brant's going to love this because I haven't even shared this with him. So
we need to tell people about Brant because you keep saying like, Brant's going to love this, Brant's going to love this. And I'm like, nobody else knows who Brant is.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to love this. So Sunday.
Brant, we got to get you on the pod. Anyways.
It was just, the rails had already came off that weekend. Like I was just eating, like, and I, like you can attest, like I eat very clean usually.
Yeah, but when you're a rip the Band-Aid off kind of eater. So yes. You eat clean and then you have a one thing and then you're like, oh, I'll just eat this.
Yeah, and I had a feeling that this weekend was going to be that case just because I was like, you know what, who cares? Like, this is like, I get this weekend once in my life with like my best friend. So Sunday, you know, I had already had like donuts that weekend, pizza, Mexican food, all the good stuff. So I was like, you know what? Sunday, I'm having whatever I want. So I went to Culver's, stopped on the drive. It was like right next to Brandt's apartment. Got some Culver's. I got a double cheese butter burger with fries and four chicken tenders. And it was so good. So I got that on the way home. And Abby was like already going to sleep. It was like 8:30.
I was so tired.
So I was like, because I was going to go see her, but she was not. So
I was so tired.
I was like, all right, I'm going to get my ice cream and I'm going home. So I went to Freddy's. I got a chocolate peanut butter banana concrete mixer.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter. And then got some Nerds gummy clusters.
Wow.
And went home and just munched on those.
This was last night?
Yeah, last night. Good for you. And then I was putting the concrete mixer in the freezer because it had melted a little bit on the way home. And I noticed that the crumble cookies were still in there. So I had a little bit of the cookies and cream cookie and the rest of the vanilla bean one.
Yum.
And I was just getting after it. It was so good.
Well, because I was going to come today whenever we filmed our crumble review today and eat the ones from last week. the box is gone.
I set it out on the counter because I was like, I am not keeping these in here for tomorrow because I got to get back on track.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of getting back on track, it's time for me to go to bed. I'm so tired. Listen, everyone, we love you so much. Thanks for all the support. We've received so much support lately.
If you made it this far, I'll just ask you, follow us on Instagram and follow the podcast. So if you're listening on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, follow, leave us a review, preferably 5 stars if you love us, and subscribe. It's free. It's
just
easy.
Just do all the things, and if not, that's okay.
That is okay. But it helps us grow and gets it out to more people.
Honestly, I want people to join the Strava group. That's what I'm really thriving with right now.
That's right.
Like, I'm having so much fun in that Strava group. Seeing everybody, I read every single post.
I do too.
I read every, and I just love it. I mean, we don't have too many posts, so they're easy to like all read. Also, I read every single DM. Even the ones that like it hides from it. I read every single DM, like even the requested and even the like the hidden requests. Like, if you send a DM, I see it. I may not respond, but I see it. Yeah.
Well, we can't.
Same with emails.
The thing is if Abby responded to every DM, she would literally, that would be her job.
It would just be cluttered.
But she sees them and you appreciate them.
Oh my gosh, I talk about them with my family. I talk about them with Ryan. I share them with my family. Like, I literally am like, look at this. Like, y'all have no idea how much you all mean to us and just. Oh, it's just so life-giving and it's so encouraging. It's so encouraging. I never thought that, like, we would be able to have a small little community to, like, talk about Jesus with online. And now, look, it's just, like, it's so awesome and fun.
It is so awesome and fun. And we have so much fun stuff coming up and ideas that were so much fun things.
If you're interested in... Oh, we actually have some codes. If you're interested in... doing and going to the LO conference, the Live Original conference,
hosted by Sadie Robertson,
with the Live Original team. You can use code LIFE in all caps to get $15 off your admission ticket. And if you want to go check out any Chirp rollers, which you'll be seeing Chirp on our Instagram soon, you can use code LIFE10, LIFE in all caps 10, for 10% off of any of your purchases on chirp.com for any foot rollers. I love their foot roller. They have back rollers.
I took one to the bachelor trip.
You took one?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
Well, I told Kelly to tell you that I was taking one because it saved my back.
Yeah, they're travel size. And we have bigger ones too, but... Yeah, like I bring the little foot rollers to rehearsal because I dance.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Those things are great.
So code LIFE10 for that. I'm trying to think of anything else, but honestly, that's pretty much all I got right now.
Yeah, that's all we got for you.
Yeah. Hey, we love
fun
you guys.
Fun stuff coming up, though.
Really fun stuff. We love you guys so much. Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you, and that's life.
Bing.
Bada bing.